Hey guys, this is Jason Pye. I'm still at CPAC here, and today I have Dan Mitchell, who's an economist with the Cato Institute. Dan, thanks for taking some time out to join me. He's speaking on two panels today. With the spending cuts offered by Republicans, about $32 billion, now they're saying they're going to go with a full $100 billion. Speaker Boehner was here today. Do you think that's enough, or do you think what needs to be done to kind of right the ship as far as spending goes?
Well, I think they're making a very good start. This is part of a debate over something called the Continuing Resolution, which is a part-year funding bill for just part of the government, what's called the appropriated accounts, not the entitlements. So there's a limit to how much they can do on this bill, and I'm glad to see that they're pushing the number up. The real key is going to come when they put together a budget resolution. Congressman Paul Ryan has some really good ideas about trying to restrain the growth of entitlement spending. That's where the rubber really meets the road. Those are the huge dollars. And frankly, we just need to cut across the board and on the appropriations and the entitlements.
Speaking of entitlements, we're looking at what, as far as Medicare and Social Security, about $50-plus trillion in unfunded liabilities. As an economist, as someone who studied this issue extensively, what is the solution to fixing the entitlement problem?
Well, the key thing to understand, $50 trillion, I don't have any idea what that number actually means, so let's translate it into something we all can understand. We are going to become Greece if we don't do anything. We're talking about national crisis, poverty, riots, social disarray, crippling tax system. That's what we're on a path to becoming over the next several decades if we don't get a grip on these entitlement programs. What we need to do is block grant Medicaid, send it back to the states. We need to turn Medicare into a voucher system, and we do both of those things so we can restore free markets to health care, because even before Obamacare passed, we still had a hugely government-controlled, government-dominated health care sector. And then, of course, we need to copy more than 30 countries around the world and do personal retirement accounts on Social Security. You do those reforms, and we've by and large tackled the problem of entitlements, and then, of course, we just need to start getting rid of departments and agencies that shouldn't exist, like agriculture, housing and urban development, energy, education. These are all catastrophes, giant sinkholes of waste and fraud and inefficiency.
Republicans and President Obama have taken defense spending off the table. Do you think that's wise? Do you think we should reach into the defense budget and start cutting and slashing?
I have no doubt that there are going to be defense cuts, but as my colleagues at Cato point out, what we really need to do is figure out what's the mission of defense, because even libertarians agree that you obviously want to have a secure nation in terms of defending against enemies. The problem is, should we still be part of NATO? Should we be doing nation building in Iraq? These are things that have a lot of costs, and we should have a debate about, okay, are there benefits to compensate for those costs? And of course, at Cato, we're a little bit skeptical about nation building and alliances, especially an alliance like NATO that existed to fight an enemy, the Warsaw Pact, that's no longer there.
You mentioned Obamacare a moment ago, and the repeal attempts have obviously failed. What other steps can Republicans take to fight Obamacare off?
Well, Harry Reid in the Senate is not going to be sympathetic to anything that comes out of the House, and even if something got through the Senate, it wouldn't find a happy reception at the White House. Obama has a veto pen. He's going to have a veto pen for another 2 years. If Republicans really want to have an eyeball-to-eyeball confrontation, this is high stakes but potentially high reward, they could just defund Obamacare. If they did that as part of the CR or as part of the full-year appropriations bills they'll do over the summer, there's no question Obama will veto that. We'll have a government shutdown, and then who wins that debate over a government shutdown? Now, Republicans are still licking their wounds from 1995 and 1996 when they felt they lost the government shutdown debate. So it's an open question what's going to happen, but that's really the only other lever that exists right now.
Well, thank you very much for taking some time out of your day. I don't want to keep you too long. We can find you at cato.org. You also have a personal blog as well?
Yeah, my personal blog is International Liberty. Just go to the Google, type Dan Mitchell blog. I'm sure you find it. But probably even more interesting than that is all the videos I do that are on YouTube. Just type in Dan Mitchell and flat tax or Laffer curve or government spending or anything like that. We have a whole series of videos on these different economic and fiscal policy issues that I think are very good tutorials for people that lead real lives and don't have hours every day to try to study this stuff. I think those videos provide a very good foundation.
Well, thank you very much, and go Dawgs.
Yeah, Georgia Bulldogs, that's even more important than small government, at least sometimes I think that.
Well, thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
It.